Because your body still produces the sperm.
Uh-huh. They're just shot right into your sack.
It just gets absorbed. I'm the strength of millions of sperms per day.
You are listening to Inappropriate.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jim.
I'm Steve.
You are listening to Inappropriate. We have an action-packed show, Steve. I don't even know if we have enough
tight.
Time.
I was just going to say, that was a tight intro.
First and foremost, thank God it's spring. Because
thank God.
The weather, finally, we don't have to worry about like some snow or some, like, it's just, the weather is finally starting to turn.
It is so nice that boats run into the Key Bridge. God.
That was 3 weeks ago.
That was 3 weeks ago, but still cleaning it up.
Yes. I got a couple things. Somebody sent me, not specifically this, what I'm going to talk about, but they mentioned that they wanted to hear some of the Reddit Hall of Fame stories.
I cannot use Reddit.
The story that I picked, it is a classic Reddit story. So if you have been on Reddit for a long time, chances are you stumbled across this because it has like 500,000 to 750,000 upvotes. It's the most outrageous story that
it's Reddit history,
and it was almost made for our podcast. But we're going to close up the show with that, and I'll just give you one hint: coconuts. Does that mean anything to you, Steve?
No.
Okay, great. No, well, you're in for a hell of a ride. Before that, I stumbled across some. It's so weird because birth control.
It's a touchy subject.
It is. It's not going to go in the direction in which you think, but
all right.
30% of our listeners are women who are probably on birth control at one point, if not still on birth control.
God, I hope they're not in menopause.
Our audience skews very, very young and attractive.
If you are in menopause, congratulations, I guess.
It was fascinating to me. You will want to stick around for this because it will blow your fucking mind, the theories that is going on right now.
Well, before we get into all that, I had a question to ask you.
Yes.
How are you with your neighbors? You're pretty friendly with your neighbors, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we hang out all the time. What's up, Brad? How you doing? I know you're listening. Actually, before you get into that, shout out to my neighbor, Brad, because this podcast used to go live at 7 a.m.
Uh-huh.
He leaves for work at like 4:30. And he's like, I never get to listen to your podcast before work because it doesn't upload until 7. Yeah. So that's why if you are listening to our podcast before 7 a.m., you can thank Brad because he is the reason why it's now uploaded at 4:45 a.m.
There's a button you can pick to pick the time. Yep.
So if you are an early bird like Brad and like to listen to our podcast on the way to work, thank Brad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good job, Brad.
But to answer your question, yes.
All right.
We're very close with our neighbors.
All right. So my neighbor the other day asked me if I would pick him up from the airport. I said yes, because that's like the neighborly thing. Because
you can't say no to anybody.
You can't.
You can't say no to anybody.
I can't. So I said, that's so funny. Yes. I can't say no. So I said yes. I had to pick him up from the airport. Would you ever ask anybody to pick you up from the airport other than your family? I feel like it's a weird thing.
No.
I could be crazy.
I always just drive myself to the airport.
So I would drive myself, or I would take an Uber.
Right.
My wife takes an Uber every time she goes there, and she travels all the time, and she takes an Uber. So the other day, my neighbor texted me and was like, hey, would you mind picking up my husband from the airport?
The wife doesn't drive?
She does, but she works, like, it was the time she goes to work. She works nights.
Okay.
I hope they don't listen to this, but
they won't ask you again.
I guess it's a win-win, I guess. Right. So I felt obligated to say yes, because I feel like you can't say no to your neighbors. And we share a driveway.
Okay, so it's those neighbors.
So,
okay.
Yes. Really, you can't just do an Uber. Like, you know I have small kids, so it's a fucking hassle. I feel like, do they not know how to use Uber?
I think some people are just, and this may or may not be the case, but I feel like some people are so cheap that they're not willing to drive. Like, who doesn't drive?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they paid it $10 or
you can $8. Go to long-term parking for $8 or daily parking for $12. I mean, how long was he away?
2 days.
Exactly. So you get daily parking. It's $24.
Yeah.
I don't see the problem, yeah. right? You know what I mean? Like, it's because it's going to cost you. I mean, not that it's going to cost you a lot in gas, but let's say, you know, it costs you, let's say, a gallon of gas. I don't know, yeah. $4 plus you got tolls there and back, which is yeah. probably another $3. I don't know how much fucking tolls are now, but let's say it costs you $12 just to go pick them up. Not yeah, including, like, nobody wants to go to the fucking airport if you don't have to go to the airport because it's yeah. it's a fucking mess.
Yeah.
So it costs you hard money, $12, and then it's 35 minutes down, 35 minutes back, and then it's not like you're slowing the car down and he's jumping in. So you normally have to wait yeah. to some degree yeah. of time.
And then you have the whole thing about where, what gate, what door right, are you at, like what fucking time are you getting
easily,
there?
It could easily be 2 hours out of your day.
Yes.
And could, cost you money.
Yes.
So I feel like those people are just straight cheap because...
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
And if you don't want the hassle of driving and parking, an Uber down from your house is probably $30.
If that. Yeah. Yes.
And then back 30. So you can spend 60 to inconvenience no one.
Yes.
You can spend 24 and drive yourself. Or
and I feel
you can
like
be cheap and ask your fucking neighbor.
It's a work trip. So
he's gonna get it all reimbursed anyway.
Yes. It's gonna be reimbursed anyway.
You always look at situations as I don't want to be the asshole or I don't want to say no to someone, so I'm just going to do it.
Yes.
You should, and how I think maybe I and other people look at it as how I explained. Like, they're just being an asshole to you. Right? So it's within your right to be like, hey, you know, like I got a small kid, like, you know, I would do it. But an alternative would be get Uber or... You know, daily parking is very quick, $12 a day.
Yeah.
And then if they're like, well, I don't want to pay $12
yeah.
a day.
Yeah. Because likewise, when I went to Singapore, like I knew work would pay for it. So I was like, I'll just park in daily parking. And then as soon as the plane ends, get my bag, jump on the bus, go there, and then get in my car. Yeah.
Ever since I discovered daily parking... Well, not discovered it because it's always been there. But I normally would go, if I'm going away, I would just go straight to long term.
So would I.
Without even thinking.
But because it would take a long
time. It does. It yes. does take, if you go to long term, you try to be strategic. Like,
yeah. yeah.
Where do I see a bus coming and I can pull into like the first, you know, the first spot? Yeah.
If not, I'm going to race ahead of the bus.
Right.
Get there. When I get my bags out, I'll be there by the time
but
the bus
But it still
gets there.
Takes forever. Yes. Whereas daily parking, I feel like there's more buses. Or maybe there's not more buses, but it's so close that like as soon as I walk out of the airport now, there's a daily bus.
Yes.
And
yes.
Like within 10 minutes from walking out, I'm dropped off in the garage.
Yes.
Correct. And for an extra $4 per day, even if it's a week... Like, even if you're gone for a week, four times seven is 20. It's 28 yeah. extra dollars. And anybody can attest to this. And so, where I don't care if you're going on vacation, coming back from a work trip. Once you're done and, like, your plane lands and you're going home, you just want to fucking be home.
Yeah, correct.
And you could probably ask anybody that is waiting for that long-term bus, like, hey, would you have rather paid $28? You could be in your fucking car and heading home by now.
Dude, my wife and I, so she's banned me from using long-term parking because I'm so cheap. I'm like always like, let's just use long-term parking. It's not that long of a wait. And one day we waited for 50 minutes for a bus to come. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Depending on what's your time, they might only have one bus rolling.
Yeah. And I might have just missed it.
Right.
And then it just took an hour for that bus to come
and
back.
And she's just glaring a hole right through your head.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just staring
yeah.
you down like, you cheap
like,
motherfucker.
Never fucking again. She's like, we can afford an extra $4 a day.
Yeah.
And you know what? The next time I went to, it was just myself. But I parked in daily. It's fucking in and out. And I was just like, you know what? She's right. I'm just going to do it.
When we came home from the guys trip, just I parked in daily, but the worst thing happened. Like it's a nightmare situation that happened in daily parking. I'm going out, and you know it's all automated.
Yeah, Yeah, yeah.
I'm pulling up. There's like maybe four lanes going. Mm-hmm. There's four cars behind me, and it doesn't read my fucking car. The little, you know,
you're
you put
that
your car
guy. There. I thought you were gonna say the guy in front of you was
no,
that guy.
No, me. I put it in. It kicked it back. Unable to read card. I'm
it's
putting
all,
it in back.
It's all
put
that
it
magnets.
In, back, put it,
all those magnets.
But I didn't. I didn't have it. Like the car. It wasn't my credit card. The
it
paper.
Was the magnetic strip from the paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then it, on the little thing, it says, please call attendant. And there's nobody around. So I hit the button, right? And I say, hey, like, this thing isn't reading my card. What do I do? She's like, oh, what lane are you in? And I look up. I'm like, I don't know, lane four. And she says, okay, put your flashers on and beep your horn twice. And I'm like, is this some weird code?
Yeah.
So I put my flashers on.
It's like Contra.
And I beep my horn twice. And I'm like, okay, now what? She was like, well, you got to come over to where the attendant is, which is like on the first one. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I got five cars behind me. She's like, yeah, well, put on your reverse lights and they will get the hint. I'm like, what?
How do you put like, on your reverse well, like, lights
put it,
and
put
get
it,
out of your
like
car?
Put it in reverse.
Uh-huh.
So I put it in reverse and the, you know, the girl behind me is just kind of like looking at her phone, just like, you know, waiting for me to go. So I'm like, the asshole with my arm out the window, like getting her attention. I'm like trying to inch back, you know, so like without hitting her, where so she goes, and then she finally gets, then she has to do the same thing to the one behind her, and then the one behind her.
Oh, that's
and it
a
was
lot.
A fucking mess. And I finally, like, I get all the way out and then have to go like into the first.
They couldn't just come over
she,
to you.
That's why I'm like, you can't just run over. Like, I got
and
cash.
Hit the
like,
fucking
what a,
button.
Yeah, insane. Insane.
Dude,
I was so mad. So fucking mad.
God.
But yeah.
I am so.
But that could happen to anyone. It just happened to me.
Yeah, I was going to. But I knew like your situation. I was going to be like, why don't we just drive down together and just drive back? And I'm glad,
and I would have. But yeah.
I'm glad I didn't.
And I didn't even bring, like, obviously you don't take the parking pass with you. I just had it in my car.
Well, so that was my question. Like, I thought maybe you put it in your wallet and then all week long, like maybe like
it just sat in my car in the parking garage.
That's fucked up. Cause I always leave it in my car.
Right. So this fucking Reddit story, if you have heard it, Steve, what I'm telling you, this is an insane fucking Reddit story. Okay, so hold on to your seats and turn this up. And if you got kids in the car, earmuffs. Around 8 years back, I lived in northern Mozambique, which is a coastal...
Do you know, I look forward to you saying a name that you don't know. God damn it, it makes me laugh all the fucking time. I think you said that one right. I don't know.
It's Mozambique.
Yeah, Mozambique. But God damn it, I love when you do that.
It's a small coastal southern African country. My mother at the time was going through a health nut phase and only buying food she deemed healthy enough. One of these was coconuts. She would buy several coconuts a week and use them in food from the local market. Anyway, being a horny teenager, I fapped in regular intervals.
Damn it.
Unfortunately, there were some severely stressful examinations coming up, and such my fapping reached a higher peak than usual.
I don't like that word, fapping.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of
fapping. Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Anyway, one day, I hear my mother going out, and she was going to be pretty much gone the entire afternoon. Horny me decides that it would be fantastic to fuck a coconut. Honestly, to this day, I can't fathom why I thought that would be a good idea, but my train of thought back then was clearly somewhat clogged.
He saw a hole and was like, eh.
Right. I end up grabbing the coconut and drill through, which took me about 20 minutes.
Wait, so he drilled, like he put the hole in the I thought he saw the hole in the coconut, but he was like... He just saw a whole coconut and was like, I want to fuck this thing.
Yes. She had whole coconuts laying around.
He just saw a fucking random coconut and was like,
I think
that's doing it for me.
Yeah. So he got a drill and drilled through the coconut shell.
Yeah. The meat. Don't they call it the meat?
I don't know. Maybe. He created a large hole and enough for him to stick his dick in.
I wonder what drill bit he used.
In case you want to build your own DIY coconut fucker. I decided it would require some lube, so I grabbed the nearest slippery thing.
It's got coconut water inside of it.
Well, he used butter.
Yeah.
Before shoving it in the coconut, followed shortly by my meat, I fucked the coconut, and it actually felt pretty damn good, so I blew my load. I shoved the coconut under my bed and continued about my day. For the next week, the coconut was my savior. Whenever I wanted to get off, I simply would take out the coconut, fuck it, in its delightfully tight hole, made better by each time by accumulating volumes of my semen and butter acting as lubricant. It was heaven. Now, before I continue, I'd best...
God damn, this guy's a good writer.
Before I continue, I'd best mention that at the time, our area was experiencing quite humid and muggy weather, which exacerbated the already existing fly problem. Disgustingly fat, bloated flies were commonly found around the house, and the exterminators couldn't really do anything because it was a localized area problem that would go away with winter. Mm-hmm. About a week and a bit after the initial coconut fuck, in parentheses, it says, I had been using it pretty much every day since then. I began to notice a few more flies than usual, as well as some old unpleasant smell about my room. So I decided that I'll fuck it once more before I throw it out. You see, the reason for the increased number of flies was that the coconut was evidently, in hindsight, a nearly perfect place to lay eggs. As I penetrated the coconut one last time, I began to feel a strange wiggling sensation. Puzzled, I pulled my cock out to discover that it's covered in rotted and moldy butter and semen and teeming with tiny fucking maggots. They were wiggling all over my dick, and some were even trying to force their way up into my urethra.
Yes. Oh, no.
I screamed and threw the coconut against the wall, which made the situation worse by spilling the contents. Hours of vigorous cock scrubbing, vomiting, and cleaning the remnants were spent reflecting on what the fuck I was doing with my life. Fucking reticle.
Dude, that's so fucking good.
The coconut fucker.
Dude, I don't even know where to begin with that.
Insane.
I know. It is crazy that somebody would...
Teenagers will stick their dick
in
anything.
I know. I wanted to say it's kind of weird that he stuck his dick in it, but I was like, I get where he's coming from. Like
like that pickle I sent you guys today. I'm going to post that pickle on Inappropriate Jim and Steve. Goddamn, the pickle. It reminded me of that story when I was trying to figure out what Reddit gold I was going to choose.
Oh yeah.
So I'm going to post this pictures.
It's a picture of a hollowed out pickle that
left
somebody
in the parking
found.
Lot.
Yeah, and then somebody's like, "What the fuck was going on with this pickle?" But it is so crazy. The thought that like he kept using the same coconut. And then just the hollow body, the coconut water is just like getting
slopping around with the butter and
yeah, like just, it's separating. It's so gross, but I understand where he's coming from.
Like, I'm surprised the post nut clarity didn't get him to throw it away sooner.
Yeah, because you feel that ashamed,
like, right? Like he like looked down, like I just fucked a coconut that my mom bought, like. Like, I better throw this motherfucker out. You know, like,
I mean, he did go through the effort of drilling a hole in it for that fact, like, which was crazy to me because I thought maybe it was just like a coconut sitting on the counter that they just like put a hole in, drain the water out, and then
like a pre-fucked coconut.
Yes, yes. I had to think about that for a second, but yes. But he was like, I see these whole coconuts and, you know what would be nothing better than to stick my dick in this fucking coconut?
Coconuts are kind of hairy. Like they got the, like, the, do you think, because, and they're kind of big, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, coconuts, are they softball or bowling ball size? I don't know if I've ever seen
I would that. Say they're bowling ball size. Like, they got to be bigger than a softball, smaller than a bowling ball.
Okay.
Kind of like in between there.
Maybe like a duck pin bowling ball.
Yes. Okay. I would say that's perfect.
And anybody outside of Baltimore has no idea what duck pin bowling is.
Do you hold it with two hands or one hand?
Oh, I don't know if you have enough control with one hand.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of weight. Like, if you slips out of your hand,
like, and then
stroke, like, that could hurt your dick.
Yeah. And then if it has coconut water in it, do you do it at a down angle?
Oh, yeah. You gotta actually just fuck it. Like, you gotta put it down. And so that, because the coconut water will spill out.
Yeah.
So he wasn't actually jerking off with it, he was fucking it.
Yeah, so he had to put it in, like, between his, like, cushions, or just
or
hold,
he had
it,
to stand.
Hold it down. Yeah.
Nobody stands and jerks off.
Yeah, that's too much work.
Yeah. So, wow. He earned it. I mean,
he had to do it at an angle that would suffice no spillage.
Right.
Unless he drained it.
No, because he was saying the coconut water, the butter, and semen were sloshing around.
He didn't spill one drop. I say it's a crazy thought, but it's not really a crazy thought. Like, I understand guys are disgusting.
Oh, for sure. Like, for sure.
Guys would stick their penis in pretty much anything.
I am grossed out, but I'm not necessarily grossed out that he fucked a coconut. I'm more grossed out that he kept fucking a coconut.
Yeah, it's a one and doneer.
Right.
It's a one and doneer.
And you go, okay, did it.
Yeah, I know.
Cool.
All right, call it wraps.
Right. But like, he should have used a hole salt bit so that he could plug it back closed when he was done with it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
As opposed to
like
a drill
cork,
bit.
Like a cork.
Right,
yeah.
He should have corked that son of a bitch. He could still be fucking it to this day.
Well, that would make people think about birth control all the time. So.
Yes. So let me get into this. This girl posed a question. She's been dating her boyfriend for a couple years, mm-hmm. and has been on birth control before him. You know, so I think she was early 20s. And she has recently got off birth control because she thought it was giving her some, like, some other health problems. So yeah. The boyfriend, you know, started using condoms. And about 8 months later, she just started to not like her boyfriend. She was like, I don't like the way he looks. I don't like the things he's into. I don't like the way he walks. Everything he does, I'm starting to be turned off about. And one of the people asked her, what does your boyfriend look like? And she had stated that he is kind of like the nerdy type. He's in, like, computer software or something. That's kind of the guy, the type that she's always been into. A couple people had posed that when you're on birth control, I mean, obviously it messes with your hormones.
Yeah.
And that's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
And there is a biological something or another that when women are on birth control, it suppresses their willingness and their biological inclination to find a man to procreate, because it's kind of shutting that system off.
Okay.
So that oftentimes when a woman is on birth control, she will be attracted to a less dominant man, like a nerdy type of guy.
Oh, really?
Because those type of guys are looked at as like a safe option, right? Like they're not going to cheat on you. They're not going to run around on you because they are a little nerdy by nature.
Yeah.
And when women get off of birth control, it takes six to 8 to 12 months for their hormones to reset. And when they've reset, that biological drive to procreate, by nature, they want someone typically with like a higher testosterone, mm-hmm. which is more attractive to women, which is kind of like not the nerdy guys.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
More like
the
athletic guys, the guys who, you know, are walking around with muscles. And so that is a switch that some women, when they get off birth control, all of a sudden they're looking at their nerdy boyfriends and they're like,
What the fuck did I do?
Exactly. And they end up either cheating or breaking up and start going with someone who was the complete opposite of who they always typically were attracted to.
That's so crazy. I never, like, it makes total sense.
Yeah.
Like, when you say it, I'm just like, oh, you know what? That makes total, complete sense.
It blew my mind. And yeah. It does make sense. So here's a warning to all you nerds out there. You better get in the fucking gym.
I know. You either, if your wife says or your girlfriend says, I'm going to get off of birth control, you better start fucking putting those plates.
You got to do a hard look in the mirror and just be like, listen, if...
Funny's not going to get you there.
Am I considered a nerd? Because if you think, hey, I'm a little nerdy and she likes nerd and she likes this... this hipster look, and she's on birth control, and all of a sudden she gets off birth control.
If you have a knit hat that just fits barely on top of your head, you might want to check your girlfriend's birth control.
If you only drink micro brews,
you might want to check your girlfriend's birth control. If you only wear Converse, you might want to check your girlfriend's birth control. If you know what the game Destiny is, you might want to check your girlfriend's birth control.
I would so love to hear from our women listeners if that is true.
Yes.
Also for men.
Yeah.
Do you kind of define yourself as more nerdy type guy? And has this happened to you? Because you, up until right this moment,
yeah,
I would have... never thought that that was a correlation.
Has anything changed in your body since you had a vasectomy? It's still the same?
Yeah.
Just pumping out fucking just coconuts? Shooting
just shooting blanks. Because your body still produces the sperm.
Uh-huh. They're just shot right into your sack.
It just gets absorbed. I'm the strength of millions of sperms per day.
You have the strength of so many of sperms.
2 billion men every day. Just absorbing right into my ball sack. Straight, it's like mainlining testosterone. Yeah, right into my fucking
veins. You don't even need creatine.
No, not at all.
It makes total sense.
Yeah.
And it kind of sucks.
If you're dating a girl and she broke up with you, you wouldn't go, well... 8 months ago, she stopped taking the pill. Like, there, you would never correlate
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you would go, now she's fucking spreading her legs with all these fucking assholes who she says she hated.
Yeah.
And you would never, you would think she's just getting back.
It was just her hormones.
Yeah. She never was meant to be with you anyway. Yeah. You're fucking lucky she was on the birth control. You wouldn't have fucking got pussy.
Fucking nerd.
Now all the nerds are like, baby, what? I think you should stay on that birth control.
God, I know.
Buying himself time yeah, so he can bulk up a little bit.
Honey, why are you going to the gym so much? I just feel better that way before we start deciding to have a kid, you know? Right.
Oh, man. That, God, please update us. If anybody has a story like
I would real love to know. Yes. If you have a real life scenario, please let us know.
Way to end it this week, Steve.
I know. Guess what? It wasn't talking about pedophilia.
Oh, you had to ruin it with saying the word.
Cut that out if you want. I don't know.
But it was all an up and up. It was all fun. And
unless you're a nerd.
Unless you're a fucking nerd. Then you're going to end. You just got bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us one more time, guys. I'm Jim.
I'm Steve.
And come back next week and every week and hang out with us some more. So, until then,
we'll see you next time.
There's things I can't seem to let go. And I feel like I'm all on my own. And some days it gets worse and the memories hurt. But I hope that one day I let go. No, I get mad, too mad, and I don't wanna do that. It hurts bad, and I hate when the mood lasts. I move fast, and I try hard to move past all the pain, cause I'm looking for a bright side in my mind, cause you only got one life. Need advice from the future, am I alright? If this fight feels like something from your own life, in one time, let me hear you sing.
Sometimes, things will get hard and leave you covered in scars, but I know I could get out of this. And I feel like life moves way too fast to hold.
so goodbye to things on